listening to the Mayor Morrell Speaks podcast. This is your host, Mayor Ron Morrell Jr. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to episode number 4 of Mayor Morrell Speaks. Today, I have no guest. It's me, yours truly, Mayor Ron Morrell Jr. This episode is entitled Retention That Builds for Our Future. So as a mayor, I think about all the time, how do we attract and retain talent? And then what I begin to realize is that our city is bleeding out talent way faster than what we can attract in. So early on, I begin to realize that we're focusing the wrong way. I mean, obviously, I want new citizens and I want new people to move in. But my main focus then goes to now, how do we retain the skills and the talent that we already have in Marion, Indiana? And, you know, I talk to a lot of citizens, businesses, and potential citizens, et cetera, the whole gamut of people. And I encourage everyone that Marion has everything we need right now, right here within our city to succeed. The next doctors, lawyers, mayors, business owners, politicians, everything is already in our city right now. But what has been happening for the last 30 years is we've been losing those people, a brain drain, if you will, and we have to focus on how do we begin to retain that talent. So a lot of my focus ends up going towards the next generation, or the younger generation, is how do we begin to get their mindset shifted to want to plant and grow right here in Marion, Indiana. So this even takes it back to why I wanted to run for mayor in the first place, because Marion is lacking a lot of the high professionals in the younger age group, right? So this age of 25 to 45, when people are starting to figure themselves out and, quite frankly, starting to hit their stride, really between 30 and 45, that demographic is lacking in our city. So what do we need to do to be able to retain that type of talent? So I attended a economic development summit, or a summit that was really around mayors, and this was one of the main topics and the things that they listed. One most importantly is the schools. What kind of quality schools do your kids have access to? Which, I mean, as a mayor, I don't have much control over that. But the second is something that I believe we can address, right? And the second thing was housing. Do we have high quality housing, high quality nice apartments to rent, and to be able to retain some of that talent? Because what people are looking for, especially the young professionals, are looking for somewhere nice to live and a lot of things that they can have access to do. So, like, how do we create a quality of place for people and professionals to stay here in Marion, Indiana? So, I mean, that's the first element of it, but it's the second thing, this pride and this willpower to be successful right where you are, you know, and that's where my heart is. You know, I feel like myself and quite a few other people I know in my age bracket are really talented enough to be successful anywhere they want to go. But the challenge is, how do we stay here and bring Marion up to a new level? And sometimes it's a sacrifice. Sometimes it's a, you know, roll up your sleeve and tighten up your shoes and we're going to get this done. But the success of Marion, in my opinion, is going to fall on, can we retain this next 20 to 25 years worth of talent that's coming through our city? And then if we can figure that out, then I think we will start attracting others to come in. I think there's a lot of times when we as Marion expect somebody from the outside to come in and save us, some new business to come in and open up a factory or some with thousands of jobs, or some new person to come up from the outside and invest millions of dollars, et cetera. But at some point in time, we have to look at ourselves in the mirror and realize that nobody's coming to save Marion. There's no, like, Captain Save-A City that's coming for us. What we have to do is roll up our sleeves and say, what can we do? How can we plant ourselves and begin to take our talents and not go to South Beach, as one of my favorite players to say, but take our talents and leave them right here in our city. And if we can figure out how to set our roots down and develop our own talent and grow right where we are, then we'll begin to see the change in our city. So this retention is the top focus of mine, right? So how do we retain this awesome talent? Because if you just look at me in the last past, in my lifetime, the last past 30 years, and just start thinking about all the talented people that we have came through our city that are no longer here, from entertainment to engineers to doctors to lawyers to, you can run down the whole gamut of like some, even in some cases, like national level type of talent that Marion has put out, but they're no longer in our city. So what do we have to do, and what are the steps we need, that we need to take to be able to retain some of that talent? Now there's a lot of creative answers to this, but the first thing that I'm focusing on is, how do we create a quality of place? I think at one point in time, there was a strategy that said people move places because of a job they want. So they get hired somewhere and then they relocate. Now in this new era, people, you can live almost anywhere and work, right? So now you have to make your city a place that people want to live, and then they'll go and find a job. So we're really focusing on, how do we make Marion a quality of place? So housing, we're investing money into our parks, and we are investing money into our public safety, because people want to feel safe no matter where they are, right? So those three things is really how we are focusing on, how I'm focusing on as a leader, to create to make Marion a place that people want to be, and most importantly, they want to stay. So there's so many gifts and talents in our city, and what I've realized is that where everyone is not putting them to use. You know, I mean, I've even found myself in these situations multiple times, and where you want to, you know, you see something wrong, you want to sit on the sideline and kind of complain, and you know, we should do this, we should do that, and you're not using the talent that, you know, that in my opinion, that God has given you to be able to help our city forward. So now this is really an encouragement, or even I would say push it as far as enough as a challenge. Like, what are you doing? What are you going to do to assure that our city is successful? And I was, you know, I'm a big basketball fan, and I mean, I was okay at basketball, but never excellent. But you know, you sit on the couch, especially when this episode is being recorded, it's March Madness time in the year 2024. So March Madness, for those who don't know, NCAA, you watch and you say, if this was me, I would have done this. If I was a coach, I would have did this. But, you know, I'm sitting on my couch at home, and I'm not the coach I'm not that coach, or I'm not playing, because I don't possess the talent to be able to be doing that. Right. So what can you actually do besides being a outside critic? So whatever talent that you do possess, bring that to the table and make sure that our city can be successful. And back on a previous topic that I shared in this episode is, you know, there's not somebody coming from the outside that's waiting to save us. We have to be able to look in the mirror and start our own businesses, start our own investor groups, start all these things that can help us be successful. And so I've always been a big proponent of entrepreneurship and starting small businesses. So I want to encourage anyone, you know, we have our Grant County Economic Growth Council that will help you and walk you through how to start a small business. Myself, in any spare time I may have, will be able to help you and walk you through how to start. There's people around here that have done it before and are willing to walk alongside of you. And we're working on creating programs in partnership with our growth council on how you can, you know, tap into these resources where the barriers are not as high as what they once were. So I think that in any small town the size of us, the size of Marion, can be successful on the backs of small businesses, right? I mean, I'm not opposed to box office businesses. I love them. They bring value to our town. I'm not opposed to any other big factories and those things. But the people who are, you know, donating to your kids' softball team and soccer team and showing up to your all those things, those are the small businesses in Marion, Indiana, that are carrying that load. So I encourage everyone to, first of all, support small business, but also if you have a dream or a vision, how can the city come along and help you? And we're working on those programs within the city, but also with our growth council. So, all in all, as this episode comes to a conclusion, the title is Retention That Builds for Our Future. You know, I'm all about the growth of Marion. I want new businesses, I want new citizens, and I want the town to explode with greatness. But I challenge us to look in the mirror. Look at your own mirror and realize that you have the talent that the city of Marion needs to succeed. The people, the 28,000 people that we have here now, if we band together and focus on how can we retain the talent that we have in our city, it would change our trajectory for the next 20 years, for the next 30 years. So essentially for the last 30 years, we've been bleeding out people. I think I did the calculations at one time. So in my lifetime, it shows that Marion has lost an average of 76 people a year for 30 years in a row. Right. So now what if for the next 30 years, we change that and we only lose 30 people? Right. So now the city, if you, I'm not a excellent mathematician or anything, but if we cut our losses down by that much, then our population is going to shoot back up. So what we have to focus in on retaining the awesome talent that we have right here in Marion, Indiana. So let this be an encouragement to you. You are talented and we need you to stay and invest and grow right here in our city. There's no opportunities because you have to create the opportunities. Let's change our city. And it starts with you. It starts with the person that you're going to share this with. And it starts with anybody else who is listening. It starts with you right now. Let's focus on retaining this talent so we can build our future. Thank all of you listeners and supporters for tuning into the Mayor Morrell Speaks podcast. I encourage you all to follow me on all my social medias. This podcast will be streamed to all major hosts, major networks. Again, thank you for supporting this. There's listeners all over the state, all over the country. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and look out for future episodes.